USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
More claims of Russian atrocities in Ukraine. New satellite images appear to show expansion of mass graves near the besieged Ukrainian port city of Mariupol, which the city council claims could hold as many as 9,000 souls. Maxar Technologies released 5 satellite photographs dated between March 19th and April 3rd. Disney could be one of the worst performing stocks in 2022 after the company became entangled in a high-profile political controversy regarding very young children and sexuality in Florida. The stock reached an all-time high in March of 2021, trading nearly $200 per share. Thursday, the stock was hovering near $120 per share. That's down 33% from a year ago. The Florida House of Representatives passed a bill Thursday that would dissolve Walt Disney's special governing power in the state, a move that could have huge tax implications for Disney. USA Radio News.
You know how every house has peculiar odors in it? Whether it's cigarette smoke or whether it's fish you fried in the kitchen or just about anything, you can clean everything in the house, but you can't clean the air unless you get an Eden Pure Thunderstorm air purifier. Now, these are really neat things. They plug into the wall and stay there. The entire unit plugs into the wall. You don't have to take up any counter space, no filters to replace, and they work fast and they're quiet. There's one right next to me here in the studio. Yeah, they've already sold over 200,000 of them, and you can get the best deal of all. You can save $200 on a Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-pack, 3 units, one for every stinky room in the house, and save a lot of money. Go to EdenPureDeals.com, put in my promo code CLASSIC3, and you'll save $200. EdenPureDeals.com, CLASSIC3 is the promo code. Shipping is free.
The Federal Bureau of Investigation is being sued for not doing their job, a suit claims.
Over a dozen victims of former Michigan State University sports doctor Larry Nassar are filing claims against the FBI. They say the claims are for the Bureau's grossly negligent failure to investigate sexual abuse allegations. They're asking for $10 million each. All the individuals were victimized by Nassar after July 2015, when the FBI office in Indianapolis was first made aware of sexual assaults committed by the doctor. The claims come as the DOJ said last year they would be reviewing a previous decision that declined to prosecute 2 former FBI agents who were made aware of the allegations against Nassar. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USFL football week 2 kicks off later this afternoon as the Michigan Panthers take on the New Jersey Generals. USA Radio News.
The MyPillow.com clearance continues. Roll and go anywhere. MyPillow's $9.99. The Body Pillow, $39.99. And MyPillow bath sheets on sale, 50% off. Use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You'll also get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or 1-800-951-8175.
A new social media company is getting ready to launch in a few days. Devin Nunes, the former California congressman turned CEO of Trump Media and Technology Group, he was on Newsmax and announces why Truth Social is important to America right now.
Well, I think number one, because you had Facebook put in almost $400 million to sway the outcome of the election. Plus, not to mention, the Hunter Biden laptop from that was also censored by all of these media companies, and they've only gotten worse over the last years, Chris. So remember, I'm sitting here, and Donald Trump started this company for one reason and one reason only. We had nowhere else to go. There was no other option. So, you know, that's why it's so exciting what we're doing here. The community is awesome. Newsmax has been great. You guys have a great feed that comes into Truth Social. And, you know, we have an unbelievably excited community. And remember, we're only a couple months in. We're released on Apple. We're getting ready with all these new upgrades we have. We just opened our new data center. It's absolutely amazing what's occurring, the community that we're building, because we're a community of real people. We're trying to take the best of what Twitter has and Instagram and Facebook, put it all in one, and we're not allowing fake bots and fake accounts. You know, we're doing our best to keep those off, but most importantly, we're giving the American people their voice back, and that's what President Trump wanted to do.
Thanks for listening. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.